Glory to God. Jesus Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. His presence is available to every person on the earth. Lord, we welcome you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for saving us. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, coming to the earth as a man, and all that you're doing today, interceding, praying for us, doing infinitely more. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for allowing us to be your children. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Happy Mother's Day to you. Today is Sunday. This is Wonder and Reality, and this sub-series is about the personality of the Holy Spirit. Did you know man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit? That's what man was born to do. Man was created to know Him, to know the only true God. That's the chief end of man. The supreme end of man is to know Him. Jesus calls that eternal life. How can we experience His presence and glory? His presence and glory is beyond words. He's beyond description. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. I want to continue to say that and continue. The psalmist said, "On the glorious splendor of your majesty." That's God. That's Jesus Christ. That's the Holy Spirit. He's everywhere on the earth. He's available to every person. He has given Himself to mankind, which that reveals His personality. He's gracious. It reveals His nature, an attribute, of course, but also His personality. He has given Himself to the world and to every individual person. This is incredible. I do want to touch on how can someone experience His glory, that, and try to just shed some light on that. This specific subject and revelation of His glory and the fact that man was born to fellowship with Him, I want to just stay on that topic. A series about that could last forever. A million messages, and we would still be speaking about and proclaiming this glorious revelation of the only true God and the fact that He's offered Himself in this way to man. And that He's revealed Himself fully through His Son, Jesus Christ. And what I just said is not an overstatement, it's an understatement. Because it's beyond words. He is beyond words. His glory, His majesty, all of His nature, His attributes, His personality, what He's like, all of that beyond words. Beyond words. At the same time, everything about knowing Him and about our most holy faith is simple and easy and basic and even common sense. How can someone experience His glory? Him. In that deepest reality of Jesus Christ, which is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit, His glory, His majesty, His beauty, the Lord Himself. The same truths that I'm about to just speak on apply to both those who hear the gospel and those who never hear it. We who have heard the gospel and have a Bible, we're fortunate. It's revealed to us right there that the purpose of living is to know Him through Jesus Christ, and that He offers fellowship. That's the treasure that Jesus spoke about in the parable of the treasure hidden in a field. Jesus revealed the four phases of knowing God right there in the Gospel of John. So it's all revealed to us through these wonderful teachings. But, and this is yesterday's one of the main points, I want to sum up that point. All of that is great, but to experience His glory, it's fully 100% a relationship, a personal private relationship with the only true God through Jesus Christ. And it's fully up to a person what they do with that, and if they go deeper, and how deep they go. Fully, and that's, again, what I just said sounds common sense, right? It applies to those who never hear the gospel as well. They never have, let's say they've never heard the gospel, or had a Bible, or read the Bible, or heard about Jesus Christ. Same thing. Those who have heard the gospel, we know, we could give this example. Many people hear the gospel, never accept it. Some people even know all about the Bible. So a human being can know all about the Bible, know it in and out, know it in many different languages, be an expert on it, be an expert on everything about it, and not even know Jesus Christ. And not know the Holy Spirit. So that right there proves and reveals what the glorious answer is. This relationship, this divine, glorious relationship that man was born for and created to have for eternity. Practically speaking, even though it's a spiritual thing, someone who goes deeper, they're the first phase born again, second phase born of the Spirit. Now they understand His glory. They've entered the kingdom of God. Jesus revealed that. Third phase, baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's going deeper. It's going deeper. What does that mean? We're getting rid of our old nature. We're going deeper with Him in these four glorious phases. And there's actually revealed in the Old Testament that through the story of Elijah and Elisha, that there's actually four locations that they went to. And a great man of God teaches that we actually, in our relationship with the Lord, will go through those four locations many times, numerous times, depending if we go deeper. Again, someone can be born again and stay there and never go deeper at all. Okay, so third phase, baptism of the Holy Spirit. Another aspect of that is that every day we can, again, it's the greatest privilege to seek Him, to give Him our whole life and being, love Him with all we have, and go deeper every day. And we can actually, we have the privilege, I don't want to say we have to get the baptism every day, because it's a privilege. The greatest privilege in the universe for a man, for a human, is just to know Him. All right, third phase, baptism of the Holy Spirit. The fourth phase, that's the anointing. That's the presence of Jesus. And hidden in His presence is His power. And when we wait, a great man of God teaches about, we wait on the Lord, we seek Him, and we wait. We're getting closer and closer. Actually, He's all around us. We're actually not getting closer. We're just getting less of ourselves. Our old nature. The Bible sometimes calls that the flesh. We're losing that. And we experience His glory. And when we do, He's the only one we will want. And we wait on the Lord, and it's He will reveal Himself. When? When we seek Him with our whole heart. And that's a famous scripture. Jeremiah, I believe it's chapter 29. You shall seek me and you shall find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now, what I just explained, we're so fortunate that we have the Bible that explains all that. But someone who never has the Bible or hears the gospel, same things apply. And they can experience those things. And the Lord will reveal Himself to them just as easily. In fact, possibly even, it's even easier for them in many ways to be saved and to experience Him. Why? Because they usually have a very simple life, right? They don't have all the distractions and all of the things that we in the first world and in the modern world, we have many, many things. We have almost everything except that one thing. That personal, private relationship where we're seeking Him with our whole heart. The greatest privilege as we go deeper. Again, it's not like it's hard. It's not burdensome. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's this, and that's what I want to emphasize. I want to, in this short message, but back to those who never hear the gospel, you see how it's almost easier for them to experience, to know the Lord God Almighty, to be saved, to know Him, to, because they have probably, likely, it's more of a simple life. They may not have, they may be in that category of the have-nots, and Jesus revealed. Those are the ones who are more likely to make it to heaven, more likely to know God, to go deeper, and yes, He will reveal His glory to them. Amen. Now, at the same time, they don't, not as much, I believe, not as much is required of them because they don't have these wonderful teachings. We have them. You know, what a glorious privilege to know and to read the Gospels, to read, see that what Jesus Christ was like when He was a man on the earth, all the wonderful things that He did, to see right there, and He's the revelation of God. He is the image of the invisible God, the fullness of the Godhead, and at the very deepest reality, let's say the true reality is, He is the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I want to encourage anyone who will listen and emphasize these points, such as the fact that it is knowing Him, it's a celebration, wonderful, glorious, the greatest privilege. It's what we were created to do. It's normal, natural, simple, easy, common sense. Not difficult, not burdensome, not, no, those, this, it's all, even for in the natural, when we just look at it from common sense, God in our life, how wonderful is that? And if we've heard the gospel, it get Jesus Christ in our life, how glory to God. Another way to put it, here's just another way to possibly I haven't said it like this. In the natural, even those who are unsaved see Jesus Christ and realize, wow, He's an amazing, wonderful person. And as we go deeper, the deeper and deeper we go, we experience His glory and we realize He gets more glorious and more glorious, and then we go from glory to glory, from one glorious revelation to another. And the deepest reality of knowing Him is fellowship with Him, with the person of the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. So, I'm continuing to state this, say it again and again and again, and possibly in some different ways. Why? Well, number one, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the truth over and over and over again. Finally, we may get it. We as humans, here's number two, we as humans all miss it. Everyone except Jesus Christ falls short of the glory of God. And we could give other examples of that too. Some people miss it so much that they don't get saved. Many, many Christians, most stay in the born-again phase. I've said that before. It's important to understand. They don't understand the glory of God. If they heard this message, it's only the Holy Spirit who can touch them and so forth and get results that gives life. It's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Jesus said that. So we humans are dull, hard-headed, stubborn, set in our ways, on and on. You haven't had any problems dealing with people, but generally we do know that human beings are like that, aren't they, in our dealings with them. They are, think of how frustrating it is for God Almighty, for Jesus and the Holy Spirit, dealing with human beings who are the way I just described them. In fact, we know in Genesis 6, it says the Lord was sorry He had made man. He saw that the wickedness of man, He saw the wickedness of man on His heart. That, you know, famous scripture, I presented that a few messages ago. Genesis 6, just look it up. The Lord was sorry He had made man and was grieved. Okay, Jesus Himself visited a man of God, and it's in the book I Saw Heaven, which is by Roberts Lee Erden. And Jesus told him, was weeping when he told this man of God, I'll sum it up. Jesus said, you know, you people believe for a while, but when it doesn't happen in your time, don't believe. He said, and Jesus was weeping and said, if my people will just believe and say with confidence that I will do it, I will do it at the correct time. Jesus also visited Kenneth Hagin numerous times, and this is in the book I Believe in Visions. Jesus told him and said, you know, I tell people to go and pray for someone, they don't do it, and you know, souls are lost. I'm paraphrasing here, but this is a very sacred, holy thing. I want to just present this. And Jesus was upset that, you know, that His people were not following Him and doing what He said to do. I present those two stories because this is so, we can learn from them. I recommend those books. But let's go directly to Jesus Christ. Let's do what He said to do. And when we meet Him and His glory, we will only want Him. We will only want to be with Him, to seek Him, to serve Him, follow Him, learn from Him, and on and on and on. He leads, He speaks, He guides, He is the glorious Lord God Almighty. He's the Good Shepherd. He's the bread of life who satisfies fully. He's the light of the world. He said, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. He shall possess the light of life. Eternal life. The greatest, what humans were created to do is what? to know the Lord God. Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And the possibilities are unlimited. It's the has to be the greatest revelation in the universe that the only true God has revealed himself fully through his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the greatest news ever to mankind and to every individual person. Nothing even comes close. Okay, and now here's, again, I said this a few minutes ago, but this is a way to look at it. That's just in the natural. When someone gets saved, okay, boom, they receive Jesus. Greatest decision they've ever made. That's the greatest miracle. They're in the first phase, but they don't understand his glory at all. Even if you tell them, they won't understand it. Here's the point I want to make about this. When we go deeper with Jesus, he gets more and more wonderful. Okay? More so glory, you know, if that's even possible. And yes, it is, because he's God Almighty. Gets more and more wonderful, and things get simpler and easier and more. We realize, oh, we get to know him. We realize he's merciful. He's loving. We've stumbled, but he's patient. He never gives up on us. Amen. You know, but the one point I want to hone in on, as we go deeper into those four phases, he gets basically more glorious, more, we start to experience his glory. He and all that he is, his personality, his goodness, he's merciful, loving, gracious, giving, patient, slow to anger, goodness, abounding in goodness. Jesus loves, saves, heals, delivers, redeems, sets up. He gives himself, gives eternal life. His Father gives the kingdom of heaven. On and on. And all of that that Jesus Christ does reveals what the Father is like. The Father's actually doing those things. The Father is commanding those things. Jesus is doing them. The Holy Spirit is manifesting them. All at the same time. Someone who never hears the gospel would say, this is God who's doing this. And they may not know that it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but they have made that decision to choose him. They've made the quality decision that they are going to be his and seek him, and they will have to. There is persistence and determination are a requirement. Why? Because everything. He's our everything. Our most holy faith is our everything. When we do that, that's when things line up in the way what we were created to do. Does that make sense? That's, you know, and all those things I just described with someone who's never heard the gospel, we see that that's what Jesus revealed. We see that in Scripture. Why did he give us the first commandment and the second? The first one, love the Lord your God with everything you have. And then second, love your neighbor as yourself. When we do that, we're doing what we are doing, living the way God created us and what we were meant to do. Amen. It's the Ten Commandments, same thing. Reinhard Bonnke even spoke about that. He said, why does God say specifically don't steal, don't murder? He knows that when someone does these things, that's God telling. God knows how we're made. He created us. This is what Bonnke said. God knows that if we do those things, something will break inside. Okay? And so all of this is for our own good. All the things in the Bible. In fact, even in, there's a famous pretty famous, well, maybe not real famous scripture, but Deuteronomy 5:29. Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. That's in the Old Testament. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit revealing the same things that Jesus revealed. Amen. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Thank you for listening and being a partner with us. We really need your prayers and financial support. Send us your prayer requests. We believe with you for your needs. Amen.